духовно живлення є всяк тренуток ненехно присвячене. Всяк тренуток є маємо нове лето. Всяк тренуток є маємо нову приложеність. Праздник. Харе Кришна. Добре, мислим, що Киртан жиє бил. Krishna Skaraj Goswami, the king among all the poets in the end of his Adilila, writes, I have described the five transcendental mellows in five chapters. I have described them very briefly rather than expansively. By the order and strength of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Srila Vrindavana Das Thakur has elaborately described in his Chaitanya Mangala all that I have not. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Lila Adbhuta Ananta Brahma Shiva Sheshad Janra Nahipaya Anta. The pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are wonderful and unlimited. Even personalities like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and Sheshanaga cannot find their end. This happened to me today. I was walking. I was listening to some audiobooks as usual. So that was Chaitanya Mangala, newly read by our Shikshashtak Prabhu from New Vrindavan in Pittsburgh, who is reading his books at the blazing speed, incredible speed. Also, if you need some book, then he reads it out of his kindness. Yes, he has just read the Chasing Rhinos, the second part, Vaishyama Sundara. And Chaitanya Mangala was before that. So I was listening, and you know what? I read it. I read it before, but I do not remember this lila. And how many lilas are there that you do not remember hearing them year after year? So I don't know who has inserted this lila there, but the thing is that they are infinite. You cannot find the end of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lila. So I thought I will tell you the lila. Do you know the lila about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Mitnichari, toll officers? Yeah, border officers, customs, toll officers. Cesninari. Okay. Actually, I have found that in Slovenian you have, I'll tell you how many words, you have many words. It's Mitnina, Tsarina, Pristoybina, Taksa, Cesnina, Mosnina, Seymarina, Mitvina, Prevoznina. It's all toll. So you know what is a toll officer. And that's people like to criticize something like the European Union, but before you had to pay this every few kilometers. You know, every other village you have to pay all of these things. So that's why it's we didn't understand, but this is why it was considered a big miracle that Jesus converted one of them to make them into an evangelist. Turned one of the tax collectors into a which one was this? Matthew, yeah. And that's the Matthew. Hare Krishna. Okay, so do you know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Cesninari? How do you say Cesninari? Yes. So do you know this lila? How come? I also didn't know. I mean, I read it and I didn't know. Maybe it's new. Could be, no? May happen sometimes. Anyway, so I will tell you. So text 332. Jai Jai Amshakohe Shunesei Danya Achire Milibetare Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Anyone who describes or hears any part of this elaborate subject about Chaitanya Lila will very soon receive the causeless mercy of Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. You can stop here, actually. Amsha? Yes. Done. But that's, you know, the proper result. If you do get mercy, then we want more. And we say, no, I didn't. Just like an alcoholic will never say, he will say, no, who? I'm not addicted. I'm drinking? No, I'm not drinking. No, it's nothing. What am I drinking? It's nothing. So also a devotee will never say, I hear enough, study enough, and chant enough. Yes, he will never say, just who, me? Oh, I'm like a dog. It's no taste, no nothing. Even Prahlad says, I have no taste. Hare Krishna. And if we do not have such addiction, then we need to continue reading to develop. It's legal and it's therapeutic. In the science of self-realization, Srila Prabhupada quotes Rupa Goswami that until you become attracted to the lotus feet of the Lord, to the nectar from the lotus feet of the Lord, until then, we will be addicted to some mundane intoxication. And Srila Prabhupada says that compared to our false ego, all the hard drugs, heroin, whatever, cocaine, are like pepper and salt compared to the false ego. So that's the strongest, this is the strongest intoxication. Yeah, so here's so this is the blessing. Yeah. And he concludes by saying, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Adaita Nityananda Shiva Sagadadhara Dijata Bhakta Vrinda. Almost the Panchatattva Mahamantra. So these were the last verses from this chapter, and I want to read the first verse, the very beautiful Mangala Charana, where Krishnaskaraj Goswami says, Vande svairat bhute ham tam chaitanyam yat prasadata yavana sumana yante Krishna nama prajalpaka. Let me offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even unclean Yavanas become perfectly well-bred gentlemen by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Such is the power of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. So, meditation on Krishna's infinite Krishna's Leelas and Gauranga's Leelas are especially merciful. So he's coming to give us very special mercy. So this is from Chaitanya Mangala, which was written after Vrindavan Das Thakur's, Chaitanya Mangala. It was originally called Chaitanya Mangala. So then Lochan Das Thakur wrote his Chaitanya Mangala, and therefore they called Vrindavan Das Thakur's Chaitanya Mangala Chaitanya Bhagavat. So now it's Chaitanya Bhagavat. So Chaitanya Bhagavat originally was Chaitanya Mangala. So then Krishnaskaraj Goswami, he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita. And this is what Srila Prabhupada has translated, presented, because it was really glorified by Bhaktisiddhanta Ji. So there, in Madhya 16, we hear about how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and he went to Puri, Nilachala, Parvata, Nilachala. Nilachala means blue mountain. Mountain. Blue mountain. Do we have some blue mountain in Slovenia? Okay. If Misha says we don't, means we don't. Kakšne? Škarlatne. Purple. Okay. So he's going, and then they approach a river, Viraja River. So it's a very special river, very pious river. It says even by looking at this river, one becomes purified of millions of sins. It sounds like Yamuna. Almost when you hear about Yamuna, just hearing about the glory of Yamuna, your sins are removed. So they approach that river and they decide to camp in a place there. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asked by Mukunda Datta, his schoolmate, his friend. Mukunda Datta, I checked, he in Krishna Lila, he is Madhuvrata. He is one of the singers that sing for Krishna, Madhuvrata. So Mukunda Datta, he said, okay, so you are going to collect some charity as a sannyasi, but today we have to cross one river and some border. You know, every little region has a border, and they had to pay all kinds of what we read. Cesnina, Prevoznina, Pristojbina, Musnina, Seymarina, Mietvina, and all the other. So Mukunda Datta is asking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so we don't need to fear any of these wicked toll collectors, huh? So hearing these words, Gauranga smiled, and he said, what do you think he said? He could not have just said yes or no. It's more interesting than that. First of all, he said, you can learn, you can write it down. It's a very, very, very wonderful answer if you don't know what to say. What can I say to you? You are a great soul. Isn't it? Very. It's not for nothing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a great debater and pundit, you know. So he says, what can I say? You are a great soul, right? So who will say no, right? Well, you can say no, but you still feel good, right? You are a great soul. So then he says, I have accepted sannyas ashram. What can a toll collector do to me? Tell me. I'm a monk. Then he says, but one of the previous toll collectors, he was trying to give trouble to you. So then Gauranga said, Mukunda, just here, my family will protect me. So what is a monk's family? So he's quoting Shanti Shatakas, and there are different. We have something similar in Chanakya Niti, but this is from Bhartrihari. Very nice verse. Dharyam yasya pita kshama cha janani shantishchiram gehini satyam sunurayam daya cha bhagini vratamana samyama shaya bhumitalam disho pivasanam gyanam ritam bhojanam yasya itehi kutumbino vadakal sakhe kasmad bhayam yogina. Steadiness, dharya. Steadiness, or is a very nice word in English, imperturbability. I always forget how to. I'm not even sure. какого-то его, само пише хладнокровность. То есть вечко от хладнокровность. Imperturbability. Steadiness, being неузнемирливость. Can you say like this? Како? Не, неузнемирен, то ще нисем узнемирен. Ампак легко. Ще легко за 5 минут бом. Ампак то же ни шансы, да. Бош узнемирен, а? Неузнемирен. Still, yeah? We should create. That's what I'm saying. We have to go and to the university and say, look, we need 3 more words. This jubilation, jubilant, very ecstatic, right? We don't have a strong enough word. We need a stronger word. And peaceful also. We need a stronger word. Anyway, that's what you can see. That's why you can see Sanskrit is so useful to have. All right, so dharyam. Steadiness. Steadiness is one's father. Kshama, patience and forgiveness, is one's mother. Forgiveness? That's also oftentimes not easy to translate. English is easy. It's a, you know, it's a world language which everybody speaks, so you can twist it this way and that way. You know, can very easily synthesize new words. Did you manage to opustitev or capacity to forgive? So steadiness is one's father. Ustrajnost. Okay, ustrajnost. Potrplenie. Is one's mother. Peacefulness is one's wife. Shanti, shanti. Truthfulness is one's son. Satyam sunur. Mercy is one's sister. Daya cha bhagini. Oh, Maharaj. You can say neuznemirlivost. Ah, okay. It's active. Okay. Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, so did you remember all the relatives so far? So who is your sister? Mercy. Then mana samyama, being equipoised, equanimity, steady, equal mind, equanimity. Ravnoteže. Yes. Is your brother. Is your brother. In the Bhagavatam we have something similar. Also, sister is the mercy. Mercy is sister mercy. Where is it? Then, yeah, so that's the relatives. The ground is one's bed. Directions is your clothing. Okay, maybe not nowadays and not here, not in this climate. And the nectar of transcendental knowledge is one's food. This is a family of a yogi. So whom should such a yogi fear? Please tell. Yeah? So I'm not afraid of tall collectors. Because I have a big, nice family. And all of us have such a big, nice family. All right. Hearing these words, Mukunda kept no fear in his heart. Smiling and smiling, Lord Gauranga said, just wait a little. And then he went to collect alms. And meanwhile, Gadadhar went with him, a few others went with him. And meanwhile, the toll collector stopped the whole group and arrested Mukunda. Hare Krishna. And he kept Mukunda the whole day under arrest. And he was angry for the whole day at Mukunda. And then at the end of the day, apparently they didn't have money, it says, after many words, he released him at sunset. I can imagine what words they were. And there were many words. So he released him at sunset, but before releasing, he took away everybody's blankets. Everybody's chadar and blankets. He took away. Yeah. Lachan Das Thakur says this, that wretched sinner, he took each person's blanket, their only possession. So, then, after collecting their alms, so some chapatis, some whatever, everybody, some little rice, or whatever they give, some sabji, some pakora, whatever they give in charity, they met in the evening, they all met together, and then everybody was very happy to see Gauranga. And Shimukunda fell at the feet of Gauranga and said, I did not know your true glories. As long as you are here, we don't have to fear any toll collectors. They never approach. So when I spoke to you, I had no fear. Therefore, it was good what this toll collector did to me. So then Gauranga asks Gadadhar, what did the toll collector do? And Mukunda said, no, doesn't matter. No worries, no problem. It was good. That's what I call it. It was mercy. That's all I have to say about it. So Mukunda, why did he say that this was good? What do you think? Why did he say, no problem, no worries? It was good. So what was his question to Gauranga? Do we need to fear? What was Gauranga's answer? We don't need to fear. Yes. And then Gauranga went away, and it turned out that it was quite fearful. So then Gauranga came back, and the fear disappeared. Yes. So he said, it's good. I learned a very good lesson that I should always be with you, dear Gauranga. Yeah? Did Maharaj find you?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's not the end of the story, although it's already good, but there's more. So that night, the chief of all toll collectors had a dream. Did you hear this before? Did you read Chaitanya Mangala? You read? I'm saying I read it, I can't remember this story. I think it's new. At least I don't know. Hopefully. So, in the night, the chief officer had a dream. And what did he see? He saw Gauranga. He saw Gauranga in the ocean of milk, lying on a huge, beautiful, sparkling Anantashesha with Lakshmi and Saraswati. Lakshmi massaging Gauranga's feet, and all the demigods offering beautiful prayers, chanting very solemn, very festive, very serious Vedic hymns in very beautiful tunes. So then, and he could see how respectful they are to the son of Shachi, Gauranga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then, toll collector felt some trembling in his heart. He thought, oh, this person must be really powerful. He's worshipped by all the demigods, by all the devatas. Everybody is worshipping him. So he fell down and he offered his obeisances. And he said, Lord, can I do anything? What can I do? Which is a very good question. Yeah, what can I do for you? Yes. So he's asking any service, and this personality in very obvious, majestic position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he says, I am present at River Viraja with my associates, and one of your servants gave trouble to my associates. So then he was even more scared, and it says he was flooded by a shoreless ocean of fears. Not tears, but fears. So then he woke up and he ran to the bank of the river Viraja to find the camp of Lord Gauranga, and he found Lord Gauranga. He fell at his feet and he said, Lord, you are here only to give us blessings. You're descending only to liberate this world. So please forgive my servants. Please forgive me and my servants. Please do not be angry. And please accept all our services. We will take you across the river. And so he found out that the toll collector took blankets from the devotees. So he gave everybody a new, very nice blanket. Let me see. What else did he give? New blankets, okay. Just new blankets, okay. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put his feet on the head of this toll collector, chief of all toll collectors. And this chief of toll collectors, he went home very happily, and he started chanting all the time, Hari, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hari, Hari Ram, Hari Ram, 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 Hari Hari. He immersed in love of Godhead. So he got a very special mercy of Lord Gauranga. And then the devotees continued on their way to Nilachala Puri, to Jagannath Puri. So anyway, this is one new story that I have recently, I mean today I heard this new story about and you know what? I actually heard it and I forgot it. It's incredible. I heard it and I forgot it, but I remember the chapter. So then I went back and I found it again. maybe it's such a special story that you hear and then forget. And so let's see. We'll check next year. I have written down the chapter. So we'll see if you remember this story next year. Krishnaskar Raj Goswami says that just by speaking, by hearing, by meditating on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, even a fraction of his pastimes, we will very quickly achieve his darshan and achieve his full mercy. And we will achieve all the blessings. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes it easy to remember him, as also Krishna makes it very easy to remember him. So like, for example, Navadvip and Mayapur is a city of brahmanas. Right? They all worship God, they chant mantras, they are very clean, they go to the Ganga to take bath, and they perform their studies. It's a very famous city. Actually, Ljubljana also is a city of students, right? How many students we have in Ljubljana? How many?
37, 38.
Oh, that's nice. 60. Meaning that's 1/5, 20%. Wow, that's cool.
Around 40,000.
40,000. Uh-huh. Anyway, even you can see the range of numbers is so wonderful. Number of students. So, obviously now Dibba was something similar, because it was a very famous university city. A great school of Navya-Nyaya logic, learning in Sanskrit. Learning. So there were many brahmanas, people were very brahminical. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was helping everybody to remember him. So he helped his parents, he helped everybody to remember, to not forget him. Like, for example, one day when Jagannath Mishra and Madhe Shachi were home, some brahmanas came to their house and they said, "Oh, Jagannath Mishra, you are such a wonderful friend and a brahmana and a father. So we were hesitating, but then we decided we will come and we will discuss with you. You are very fortunate. You have a wonderful son. You have two sons, Vishwarupa, and you have Nimai. So your son Nimai, every day at noon, just as we take bath, as we go to take bath and do our noontime meditation, he comes, and as soon as we take bath and we go out, he throws sand on us. So then we again take bath, because we are brahmanas, we have to be tolerant and forgiving. And again he throws sand. So again we are peaceful and we go take bath. We come out, then he spits at us. And so many times we have to go and take bath. And when sometimes we stand, you know, it's a classic, you stand up to your waist in the Ganga and you chant Gayatri. I mean, where it's not very strong, because Ganga is very strong, the strong current. And then we meditate, and then he dives underwater, and without our seeing, silently, he swims underwater, and then he yanks our legs, so we fall in the water. Would you like to be yanked? I mean, during your japa, for example, or Gayatri, when you meditate on Gauranga, yes? And then they say, when we prepare everything for worshipping Shalagram Shila, he takes all the offerings, sits on the altar and eats them. And when we say, Nimai, this is for Lord Vishnu. So he says, I am Lord Vishnu. Thank you. You have prepared this for me. You're offering. You want to offer this for me. So I'm taking this. So why are you not satisfied? Why are you complaining? He was very naughty. Yeah? Another one said, he took away my Bhagavad Gita. Another one complained, he goes, and when you know men and women take bath in different places, what he does, he takes clothes from the women's side and puts it on the men's side, and men's clothes he carries and puts it on the women's side. So it's such an embarrassment. What to do? You know, how do you mix this without embarrassment? The other says, "He says I am worshiping Lord Shiva. I have Shiva Lingam. I worship Lord Shiva. So just as I begin to worship, he jumps onto my shoulders, and he shouts, "I am Mahesh, I am Mahesh, carry me, carry me. I'm Shiva, carry me." And then, so they say, "Dear Jagannath Mishra, he does this every single day. And he stays in water for at least 2 hours. It's not good for his health." To stay in cold Ganga for 2 hours, you know, that's a long time. 2 hours. So they come and complain. So that's Niranjana Maharaja's explanation. That was his favorite passage, one of his favorite passages. So he said, "See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes it very easy to remember him for these Brahmanas, you know? They try, you know, we try to meditate, you know. Om Bhurbhuva Pizza Pakora." Or Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. "Oh, I'm tired. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, when can I eat? Hare..." Right? But there, they Om Bhurbhuva, and then he yanks your legs. Then you have to think about him. Right? Or you offer formally, and he comes and accepts informally. And you have to, you can't ignore him. You cannot. Everything has to be clean. Everything has to be pure. You have to meditate on him. You have to think of him. So Niranjana Maharaj says he helps. You know, he's helping you to meditate on him. And. So, would you like to get help from Nimai Pandit? It's not only like this. There are different types of mercy he can give. Not necessarily that he will throw sand on you. And so, you already have heard how he teases the girls also when they worship Lord Shiva in the morning. So they also come. As the Brahmanas complain to Jagannath Mishra, the father, the girls complain to the mother, Mother Shachi. So Mother Shachi also embraces and she says, "When Nimai returns home today, I will beat him, I bind him up, and he will never again be able to go out and tyrannize you." So they took the dust from Mother Shachi's lotus feet, proceeded to Ganga. To the Ganga, and then they saw that Nimai Pandit is swimming and playing with his friends there, and then they saw Jagannath Mishra took a big, big stick and he's walking towards Ganga, towards the Ganga. So they say, "Nimai, your father is coming." So he said, "Oh." Then he says to the friends, "Tell them I didn't come to swim today." Again, you know, he's the source of truth. And he says, "You life, right?" Anyway, it's a, how to say, boyhood lila. In ordinary life, we don't have. If you're a boy playing with Lord Nimai in the Ganga and he tells you to lie, then it's okay to lie. But in other cases, it's prescribed to be truthful. And a good boy and a girl. So he runs home. He takes another road, he runs home, he comes, and he comes completely dry, with ink-covered hands. It's also interesting, means they were already using ink back in the 15th century. They were, but it was usually quite expensive to to get paper and everything, ink. So he had ink-covered hands, and he says, "Mommy, I should go to take bath. Give me some oil." They took oil baths. Yes, recently I read very weird article about taking bath every day. That what happens if you take it? Your skin becomes dehydrated. I mean, it can become dehydrated. I would imagine it would rather become hydrated, on the contrary, because you are in the water, right? Anyway, so In India, it was dealt with very easily. You would take an oil bath. You know, you massage yourself with oil, and then definitely there was no skin dehydration. So Mother Shachi looks, and it seems he indeed didn't. Obviously, the hair is dry, and he had a very lush, curly, long hair. Yeah, and it was completely dry. And so she thought, it's amazing. So then Jagannath Mishra comes back home. He went to the Ganga. Where is Nimai? Oh, uncle, he didn't come today. What do you mean he didn't come today? From the school, he went straight home. Okay, so he comes home and he sees Nimai innocently smiles, you know, and when he smiles, his heart melts. And then he jumps and hugs him around the neck, you know, hugs him. His heart completely melts. So then he says, Nimai, they say that you do such mischief in the Ganga, that you throw sand and steal flowers. He says, Father, I would never do such thing. Which is correct. He would never do such thing. I mean, he does, but it's not that he's, how to say, it's not because he wants to do mischief. He helps everybody in Navadvip to remember him. Yes? And as Jagannath Mishra is struggling between the need to discipline the son and the melting heart, so that's a very elevated level. It's a few steps above prema. Prema is only the beginning of all the fun. After prema, you have pranaya, sneha, raga. So that's when the heart completely melts. It says that 2 hours when Gauranga went to his classes for Jagannath Mishra and Mother Shachi were like two yugas. Like two big eras in time. So then, just as he's struggling with himself, the brahmanas come back and they say, you know, Jagannath, actually you are very fortunate to have such an intelligent, good son. We were just joking. We were complaining, but it was not serious. It was, we said, he does this and he does it every day. Actually, we thought, no, don't do this. It's not necessary. It's actually, you're the most fortunate person in the three worlds. So no need to punish or discipline Nimai Pandit. So that's from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Some ways how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu helps his neighbors to remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to meditate on his beautiful form, and how he produces all the mercy so that everybody remains totally absorbed in meditation on him and on his pastimes, on his qualities. So that's a fair warning. Now you decide, do you want to go there? And as you are meditating, he will throw sand on you, yank you by the legs, you will offer flowers to him on the altar and he will steal it. Does it happen? I mean, whoever worships the deities, usually there are many secret stories how sometimes they eat something completely, nothing's left. Sometimes they drink up the water. Sometimes they change the clothes between themselves. Sometimes, I mean, there are many secret stories that are not often widely advertised. But also it's not to be taken sentimentally. And you can see that we have all these lilas. So Srila Prabhupada has translated Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is more philosophical. And you can see he practically never resorted to miracles in his preaching. He would just resort only to reason. Because this is it's reliable. If then with that reason you can be steady, and then you can get also all the taste and emotions and all the other miracles too. But miracles, all these other things should be a side effect. They are not why we serve Krishna. We serve Krishna because this is who we are by nature, by our nature. We are eternal Krishna's lovers and Gauranga's loving servants and friends. Hare Krishna. So, today we join Jagannath Mishra in celebrating his good fortune, appearance of Nimai Pandit on February 18th, 1486, yeah? About between 3 minutes to 9 p.m. and 11:57. That was the period of, although it's known more precisely also, yes, that we can. So we know when, where, that's what Prabhupada said, that we know God's name, address, and phone number. So, do you have anybody better any more information about God? If there is God, you want to know. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and he gives us all this very merciful information, and he shows us by the example, and he comes to save everybody, to give mercy to everybody, but not again directly. So he gives mercy through devotees. That's his system. He gives mercy through the devotees, right? So we pray for other devotees. We pray for non-devotees, that they can become devotees. Yeah? We don't push, but we... So Krishna leaves it up to you to spread the mercy. Yes? So as Prabhupada told his disciple Adipurusha Das, that's now in New York, that you can go where I cannot go, you can go to the future. And you can... By how you treat people, you can show people how Krishna loves them. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The feast of Jagannath Mishra ki jai, Shivanjatatva ki jai, Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai, mercy of devotees ki jai. I'm over time, but if anybody has some ecstatic question, or even non-ecstatic question, or comment, or point, something to add, or subtract, some doubt. It just struck me, your name is Jagannath Sutta.
Yes.
So that's Gauranga.
Yes.
Son of Jagannath Mishra.
Hare Krishna. So I wanted to ask you, I also heard about this reference for this time slot of the eclipse, but you mentioned
there's
some...
Yeah, that was just Bhakti Center. It was live by Kadama Kadana Maharaj. He was giving in Bhakti Center yesterday.
What was more precise that you mentioned?
Oh, we have actually his full chart done by his grandfather, Nilambar Chakravarti, and recorded by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So we have not 3 hours of eclipse, but we have the precise Rashi and Navamsha. So within like 15 minutes slot, we have recorded. It's been recorded.
And the other thing is, I was just wondering today, because we had this, Tommy presented in the morning, where Mahaprabhu passed the Ganga to take sannyas.
Nirdaya Ghat.
Yeah. And then I was thinking, maybe you would know, what happened with Jagannath Mishra? like later on, because at the beginning he's there, he's present, but
the father.
Yeah, but then she's alone with Vishnupriya.
Well, he left. He left between Vishwarupa's sannyas and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's marriage. So he left. So he went on to the spiritual world and to the next universe where Gauranga is performing his pastimes.